I wake up in the morning, I think about booty. I think about booty. I think about booty. When I go to sleep, I dream about booty.
This is a mashup by the fabulous Lobster Dust. And guess who it is? It's Seven Match Army with Artist Disclosure featuring Sam Smith versus White Stripes.
You enchant me. Even when you're not around.
Midnight, and I want everybody to have a great time. TGIF, get out and party and stop feeling sorry for yourself, okay? Especially if you have a day job. But anyway, guess who I have here tonight? This is amazing. Booty Mashup. Woo! Booty Mashup, yay! I love you. Yes, we have Adrian Roberts, who was one of the creators with the Mysterious D. And then we have Lobster Dust, an incredible DJ, brilliant and fabulous. Now, I'm just going to reiterate to you, because I discovered them years ago, because they were doing, they do parties all over the world, and they're really fun parties. I recommend that you go to them, and I am going to insist that all our listeners go to bootymashup.com, and you can download a bunch of songs. There's how many are on there? Thousands? Hundreds?
Thousands.
Thousands. Thousands of songs, which started in, 2005?
2003.
I've got them all on my iTunes. You can download them, and they're free, and they have fabulous mashups of all different types of music, so I highly recommend it. I've been addicted to them from the beginning, and yes, I go to their parties when they're in New York, because I, you know, that's where I'm living, but Adrian Roberts lives in San Francisco,
yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
But you do a lot of shows also in L.A. and...
Every week in San Francisco, every week in Los Angeles, monthly in Seattle.
And you go there?
Oh yeah. I mean, not it can't be in two places at once, but
I'm
every week,
to go to,
every
I'm
weekend.
To go to LA soon.
Yeah,
a gig of some sort.
The LA party is
something.
Really, really fun. I mean, they're all really fun. They're all their unique animals, but it's every week I am DJing mashups for a bunch of people just ready to party and sing along and dance to two or more songs mashed up into one.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You want a bad bitch like this? Low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist. Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that. Never. Stop like we bring an 88 back.
Yep, we have all over the place.
Lots of bitch.
Nice work if you can get it.
Oh, yeah. Get it, fabulous. And, but you have DJs from all over the world that contribute their mashups.
We have a really nice, we have a great crew of DJs and producers in every city that we do a party in, we find our people. You know, we came to New York, we found Lobster Dust. And in LA, we have DJ Shy Boy. In Seattle, we've got DJ King of Pants. I mean, and there's like, and even the people in cities that were not, that where we don't have a party, they come on out. Like DJ Schmoly from Austria. And DJ Samar.
I love DJ Schmoly also.
Yeah, and they, you know, they just, DJ Samars and Schmoly, they both just came out to the States to do some parties for us. And, you know, it's weird. It's a global community and a global scene, but at the same time, the actual number of really great producers doing mashups is a pretty small number, I would say. And we're pretty well connected with most of the, what I would say, the best mashup producers in the world.
Yeah. And, Do you also do mashups?
Yes, myself and Mysterious D produce under the name A plus D.
Yeah, A plus D.
And we haven't done any in a while, but yeah.
And also on the website you have the A plus D section, but you also have what I love about your kids also is that you do like themes, like you'll do Christmas, Halloween, and then of course you did a series of mashups about Prince.
Oh yeah,
Prince,
yeah. When
Bowie.
Yeah, we do. We've been doing like it's sad to do the tribute albums because
yes.
If you do a tribute album, it means that the artist died. But yeah, our Booty Loves Bowie really blew up, and there was and of course the Booty Loves Prince. The Prince mashup album was hard to do because Prince was such a control freak that he didn't release acapellas and studio tracks. And the key to making a good mashup, and Lobster mm-hmm. Dust will back me up on this, is you got to find that those acapella tracks, that isolated vocal or those isolated instrumentals. And as DJs and producers, that's the key. And Prince was such a control freak that he like didn't put anything out there. Like you made a.
When I did mine without it.
How did you make your
I
mashup?
I found another song that was so identical to when. Doves Cry.
Yeah, When Doves Cry.
It just worked.
Yeah.
So it takes more planning.
Takes more ingenuity.
Yeah.
But definitely.
I think all the Prince ones were kind of like.
Pretty much all the Prince
like
mashups were definitely a lot of mashup tricks to make successfully mashup tracks.
I went to Paisley Park, but he unfortunately wasn't there. And every time I've been to Minneapolis, I hope to meet him, but he was kind of reclusive.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing is. The funny thing is I was actually going to see Prince because he was doing some sort of unofficial but secret like performances at City Winery a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I got there and we were waiting till 3 in the morning and he didn't show and I was like, what if he's not coming? But
right.
Apparently he showed up at 5. So he was a control freak, baby.
Well,
it's a mashup by Lobster Dust, and the artist is System of a Down versus Daft Punk.
Story straight, my friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar. I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home.
Tonight. And is that
DJ name, okay. But Adrian. Just
now, Adrian, how long have you been doing this? Would you say you're a DJ, or what's your...
I started off as a singer in a band.
You're a singer
I was
in a
never
band?
Supposed to be a DJ.
And
you know, DJs
are...
Are
you still a singer?
Yeah. In fact, I have a live mashup band called Smash Up Derby. When my rock band, Proud Members of the Almost Club is what we were,
And when did you start doing that?
Oh, that was back in the 90s. And then as my band started, it was one of those things where, you almost made it, and then the band broke up, and I just started DJing for shits and giggles, because why not? You still want to do music.
Yeah, and get a little money.
And that was around 2000.
You know how bands are not...
It wasn't about money at all.
Money does help, though, right?
No, see...
You were making a shitload of money?
No. I had a job.
Or are you a trust fund kid?
No, God, no. No, I've always worked my butt off. But I was a designer. That's what I did.
Now, tell me the truth. You're from Ohio originally, aren't
originally,
you?
Originally, yeah.
Yeah. And when did you move to San Francisco?
In the early 90s.
And when you went to college there or something?
No, I went to college in Ohio.
Ohio,
and I
okay.
got the hell out.
Yeah. Well... But.
I don't know. I meet a lot of people from Ohio, but that's because anyone who's smart eventually leaves and moves to New York.
Or Ohio
when I lived there, it was still a blue state. What happened?
But West Coast is good for music stuff, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
But and the point is that you. When did you create your band?
My band around 97 is kind
and
of.
And you're
like
the singer.
Yeah, I was the singer.
Yeah.
And so when the band broke up, started DJing, not to make money. I mean, this is before the days of the superstar DJ thing.
But you did it because you liked doing it, right?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
you love music.
I wanted to be a rock star.
You love music.
And DJing felt like a cop-out, like a cheat.
Really?
You know, well, when you write your own songs.
And what party did you DJ at?
When you write your own songs and you make your own music, being a DJ seems like, wow. It's like,
but
I'm just playing other people's music.
Right? You do both DJing and performing, right?
Yeah, but I haven't DJed in a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I discovered mashup culture right around the same time. And this is 2002. And
Wait a minute. I want you to tell us, how did you create Booty Mashup? And you were the first big mashup artist in the United States,
well,
right?
Well, not artist,
or in the
but
world?
We were the first really mashup club brand. Really, I can't think of many other club brands that only do mashups.
But
we're
I suppose
pretty
you've
much
probably
the
been people that did... some kind of mashup.
Well, yeah,
what's the history?
Here's the short little history of mashup culture. Of course, hip-hop DJs have been, taking songs and sampling them, but that's not really true mashup. True mashup is really taking an entire song and mashing it up with another entire song to create something new. Not just taking, a little 4-second sample and looping it and rapping over it,
But of course, you also do, some of them have, five artists, which I find hilarious.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's definitely a lot of different flavors of mashup culture, but it really came into cultural prominence around 2001, 2002 in the UK. There were a lot of mashup artists coming out of that, and it was really the advent of the internet. Mashup culture would not exist without two things, and that's cheap audio software to be able to make these things, and the internet to really distribute them, because they're illegal. You can't, you can't sell these. It's all bedroom producers and DJs making them and just putting them out there on the internet as free downloads, free MP3 downloads.
Right, which I love.
I mean, yeah, you can press them to vinyl and sell them in record shops, and certainly there's a lot of DJs who have done that.
You can?
Well, yeah, you can. But
you said it's
but by the time
is
it
comes... Is it illegal?
It's totally illegal, yes.
And
there
why
is, a,
is that?
There
is
a pirate...
Is it with copyright law?
Is it, what's that?
Is it to do with copyright law?
Yes, absolutely. The artists did not sign off on these productions. It's like Lobster Dust. Yep. You think of a song and you want to mash it up. I mean, are you did that famous one with Katy Perry and Led Zeppelin. It's not like you called them up and asked permission.
Yeah, but I would say one thing, Lobster Dust and Adrian, the thing is, I usually like mashups better than the original.
Oh, well,
always.
I will tell you, So many kinds of artists and music that I normally wouldn't like, I then discover what I do like about them because it's mashed up with music
Absolutely.
That I like. You know, you definitely, it's a fresh take on it.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver,
take the keys to my truck. Get the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, I'll be baited. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
I'm one of the booty DJs.
And how long have you been doing mashups?
I started 2006, joined booty 2007.
And you live in New York?
I live in New York, yes.
Do you do other things like that? Do you DJ or what are you, or your music producer, what do you do?
I mean, I also DJ outside of booty.
And what do you do? Where?
Whoever wants to book
Whoever's
me.
Gonna pay.
I was just in London, actually. But next time we're playing, it's what, Burning Man? Come to Burning Man.
Come to Burning Man.
See us.
That's fabulous. I'm sure there's a lot of Burning Man listeners out there.
Yeah, we're all
now
over
we've
there.
Been doing our booty mashup parties.
You
out
can't
there
miss us.
I haven't
11
been
years
to it
now.
Yet.
So what was the question?
Well, so you've been doing booty, you've been doing
yes.
mashups for many years, right?
It's been 2006, so it's been 10 years.
And how did you hear about it?
About mashups?
Yeah.
Well, I've actually known about mashups since the 80s, believe it or not, but they weren't called mashups.
No.
They just didn't have a name.
No.
Blends.
Well, hip-hop guys used to call them blends.
And were you always a DJ, or what's your other interest?
I mean, I've always done music, and I've DJed here and there, but I also do post-production.
Post-production.
Yeah, so...
So hire Lobster Dust, he's fabulous. And you're originally from Israel?
From Israel, yes.
But you've been living in New York for a long time.
Since 96.
Yeah.
You're more of a New Yorker.
Yeah, exactly.
Really,
so
days.
At this point, I've been here even more than I've been there.
But you travel a lot too, probably.
Yeah, well, thanks to booty, we get to go all sorts of places.
Yeah.
So
but Lobster Dust, darling. And
yes.
I don't know what your real name is because I forgot, but I like that. How did you invent Lobster Dust as a name?
All right, so...
Are you a lobster?
This, I have to say, this whole thing was just one big mistake. I was not planning on being a mashup DJ or even being a mashup producer. It was just an experiment because I like mashups, like I said. And they were starting to pop up on the internet, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I could do a couple of these. So.
But where did you decide on Lobster Dust as a name?
Right, so when I posted them online, it was just a stream of consciousness sort of thing that just came up, and I figured since maybe like 20 people are gonna hear it, it'll come and go. The fact that I have to answer this question almost on a daily basis shows me that I picked...
Are you a lobster?
No, but it just means that I picked the right name because people can't stop asking me like...
Well,
it's a ridiculous name.
It's a ridiculous name, so people remember it. So
but
as long as
just
people...
curious...
All right, here's my official explanation. I say, I wanted something enigmatic. Like me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. And funny also. You have a sense of humor.
Yeah, it's quirky, I guess. Like my mashups.
It's funny. And also booty mashup. Like
and
how
booty.
Do you decide on booty? Do you
booty's,
like booty?
Oh, that's
you
that,
booty?
That's
you
really easy.
Do you shake your booty?
You shake your booty. It's pirate booty.
I like to shake my booty.
It works on so many different levels. Here's the thing. When mashups started in the UK in 2001, 2002, they didn't call them mashups. The Brits called them bootlegs, and they called them bootlegs because they're illegal. So because all these tracks were illegal, they were called bootlegs. Mashup became a little bit more of a popular term, especially in the United States.
Because bootlegs mean like Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah, it means like illegal concert recordings,
but
you know, here in the States.
A question is that you say that they're illegal, but there are many DJs that are doing them. So if they don't gain money from people downloading them, then it's legal, or?
Well, here's the thing. Every nightclub has a license to play any kind of music. Usually ASCAP or BMI are the two copyright companies that deal with that. So, you know, no one can stop you from going into a nightclub
and
playing two records at the exact same time. Yes, it's going to sound like a train wreck, but it's legal. And so as mashup producers, that's basically what we're doing, just in a more artful way.
Right.
But to actually release it and sell it, that it requires so many more hoops to jump through.
But letting people download it from the internet
is a gray area, because
very
here's the
good.
Thing.
Very
it's
good.
Now, let's
there's...
talk about SoundCloud, because SoundCloud has been kind of a bitch lately,
ooh,
right?
Boy.
they penalize people, and right?
A Lobster Dust has had his SoundCloud account taken down so many times.
Now, if anybody from SoundCloud is listening, look, get your friggin' act together, shitheads. We used to love SoundCloud, and now
I can explain what happened.
Yeah, you can.
SoundCloud was meant out of business and was then rescued by the record companies who own... Now the SoundCloud is owned by the record companies. So they basically...
Which record companies?
It was a couple of them.
Two of them left, right?
I mean, two of the big ones bought a big stake.
You see, money, it's all about money, which is kind of
so now the record companies, basically, all they have to do is push a button and your SoundCloud account is deleted, which is what they did with pretty much every mashup producer.
And the other mashup sites, there aren't that many. I mean, of course, you have your Booty mashup, and people, if there are any good DJs out there, you can submit there. But, like, as far as SoundCloud, are there any others that are...
There was, but it got shut down, too.
Like, I Heart This, that seems to
Hear be... This.
Hear This.
I had one.
Hear This,
they
that
just they closed mine last month.
What about Mixcloud?
Well, that's for Mix... Like longer mixes.
I would say if you're looking for mashups, obviously bootymashup.com because it's a very curated mix of tracks. But also Mashsticks is really good.
Mashsticks.
M-A-S-H-S-T-I-X. It's a community. A lot of the people who post the Mashsticks are also part of the Booty Mashup community.
Yeah.
So it's fairly high quality mashups.
Well, here's the thing. At this point, the whole cat and mouse game between record labels and mashup producers, it's all done by computers. There's an algorithm that just scans the internet for anything that they think is costing them money, and it just deletes it automatically. Which means any mashup uploaded anywhere will eventually be deleted and cease to exist. Luckily, these guys, Adrian and Deidre, have been collecting the best ones. So there's always going to be an archive.
Yeah, and we have an archive.
If you haven't saved your favorite mashup, it's not going to be there in a couple
of
months.
I've got all of them. I've got thousands on my...
I know, you've got a hard drive like crazy, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's crazy. And I've got so many computers, it makes me sick. But I will say one thing, and I am Jerry Visco on Radio Free Brooklyn. I love mashups, and guess what? I love them better than the original song. No offense to you artists out there, but, I mean, I have no prejudice against pop divas, but I love hearing, if I'm going to listen to Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, Madonna, and Lady Gaga, I like it better in a mashup, because it has more, like, variation.
Let's all chat.
mean, it also bridges the gap between generations. We're talking different eras, different genres. I love taking something that, you know, you wouldn't expect.
Some of the stuff is like, it's like humorous. Like, what are some of the craziest mashup in terms of like juxtapositions?
I mean, I think a lot of times taking like a pop diva and then turning it, you know, into like a rock song or like a metal song is always really fun because you wouldn't expect it.
Classics music too. Sometimes.
Classical music.
Well, one of the famous A+D tracks is Kanye West, Gold Digger over Beethoven.
I love that. Oh, yes.
You know, and then you go classical music, and then there's classic rock. You know, I mentioned Lobster Dust.
Yeah.
Katy Perry over Led Zeppelin.
Well, the big one that got people's attention was the Nirvana Lady Gaga.
Which actually got shut down by...
I got a threatening letter from the record
label. Gaga, if you're listening, come on, you should
be
proud
tell
them
about Gaga and Booty and
Love. It's not Lady Gaga's fault. It's her record
label.
But
your record people, guess what? It's nice to have two different or three or four different fabulous bands that are together.
True.
And
well,
it's
here's
like it makes the music. It's like it makes people interested in the original music.
Yeah. Well, here's our Lady Gaga story. Before she broke, her record label actually shopped around an a cappella of Just Dance, gave it to all the DJs and producers, and actually solicited Booty to do a legit bootleg CD of Lady Gaga mashups to kind of seed to the underground. Like, her record label literally paid for...
What is her record label?
That time it was Interscope. Oh. And they literally paid for the bootleg CDs that we could not give them away at Booty. Like, nobody wanted this who cares about Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
No one knew who she was
for
about 6 months. And then all of a sudden she blew up. And then we were able to get rid of the CDs. But then her second album came out with Bad Romance on it. We did a mashup of Bad Romance with the Human League. We could not keep that on YouTube. It just kept getting shut down. And I was like, wow, only a year ago, her record label was encouraging mashups of her music. And now that she's popular, no, please don't make any more mashups because... they, you know, money.
I would say that the copyright laws, I mean, I understand that, okay, people that are artists, musicians and writers and stuff, they want to get some money because being in the arts doesn't always pay that well. But nonetheless, I still feel that, like, the copyright thing with YouTube and all those other ones, it's, like, annoying as heck.
Well,
we're publicizing them, for God's sakes.
I agree. And I've always said, especially legacy artists, when they get mad, like some old song or one hit wonder from the 90s gets recontextualized in modern mashup culture.
And I'm like,
and then
those
songs should not be, like, those artists should not be freaking out. It's like you are getting your music to a new generation of people that don't even, you know, might actually go back and buy your old album.
Absolutely.
I mean,
of course.
Yeah.
Hello? It's called music, you pieces of shit.
I mean, some artists get it. I've gotten emails from artists.
Mm.
Who?
And what do they say?
That they liked it. They really liked the mashup.
Excellent.
Rick Springfield.
He liked the Smashing Pumpkins one?
He did.
Yeah. Any other interesting emails?
Well, it was posted on the Britney Spears website once and the Smashing Pumpkins website. And
wait a minute, but they didn't write you, did they?
No, that was like the guy in charge of the website.
Oh,
that's still an official.
Cool.
Fatboy Slim. The guy from the Guess Who, remember that band, that rock band, the
yes.
Guess Who?
Yeah,
so he got it. He understood right away, and he thanked me. He's like, you know, because he...
Because you did the American Woman,
right?
Though, right?
Yeah. I brought
American
it,
Woman!
Right, so I kind of like bringing it back.
Yeah,
so he was happy.
Up with Justice, so you're actually introducing an EDM audience to a classic rock band. I mean, this
so
seems
some
so
of them
easy.
Were actually excited
it
to have
love
a matchup.
Music, which I do.
But here's the thing.
But having the blends is just so interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of times the artists don't have control over their own music, so they don't make any of the decisions,
yeah.
And
yeah.
they don't make any of the money, because the record company owns the masters and
yeah.
gets all the money.
I'm a bootlegger!
What? Wait, isn't that illegal?
Yeah! This goes out to all the pirates and pirates. We got this booty club going. Come on, everybody!
This is the motherfucking mashup, baby. We rolling with the booty.
Oh, I get it. It's very clever. How's that working out for you? Being clever.
Great.
Keep it up, Tim.
Yeah. Booty, booty, rockin' never round. Booty, 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 rockin' never round. Booty, booty.
love technology.
When the la-la hits, your lyrics just split ya. Head so hard that your hat can't fit ya. Either I'm with ya or against ya. Format bent ya. Back through that maze I sent ya. Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type fifth, that flame right. Spell my name right. B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out, lights out, me and Caesar Leo. Getting head for some chick he know. See, it's all about the cheddar. Nobody do it better. Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather. Women and the weed, sticky green. No seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost, got me mixed up. You drunk them licks up. Mad cause I got my dicks up. And my balls licked, forfeit, the game is mine. I'ma spell my name one more time, check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. Recognize the real dawn when you see one. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. 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 If I got to choose the coast, I got to choose the east. I live out there, so don't go there. But that don't mean a nigga can't rest in the west. See some nice breasts in the west. Smoke some nice sets in the west. Y'all niggas is domestic and I'm gonna stop. Give it L.A. props. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. Case closed, suitcase filled with clothes.
That's completely boring. That's like what I call beside the point mashups. Because you're taking two songs that are practically the same thing. It takes the fun, the ingenuity, the cleverness of what made mashup culture exciting and interesting to begin with. I took this David Guetta song and I mashed it up with David Guetta.
Yeah.
I took a David Guetta song and I mashed it up with a Calvin Harris song. Wow, you mashed up two 128 EDM songs that came out within 6 months of each other. Who cares? They all sound the same.
But you know what?
I mean, that's the point.
I met Calvin Harris when he first came to New York.
Yeah.
And I wrote about him, and I can tell you back then he was really cute.
His performance,
he's still attractive, but back then it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
He was very, like, his performances were, like, unbelievable. I mean, not to say that now, but I think people criticize him now because he's famous and rich.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm mostly criticizing newer mashup producers that, like, think that what they're doing is ingenious and interesting when it's actually just taking two, well, practically the same songs and putting them together. Sure, that is technically and legitimately a mashup, but it's not a very interesting mashup. And what Booty Mashup really specializes in is showcasing the ingenuity and the cleverness of, you know, genre clash mashups is really, and Lobster Dust is certainly one of the best in the world, I would say.
Well, see, I like Calvin Harris's own music. Like, I loved his, you know, the 80s, I loved his songs back then.
Yeah.
As far as his mashup stuff, I don't know.
Well, no, he's not making mashups.
He does production.
I'm just talking about, like, someone else, like, taking typically, or, you know, like two, the classic one that everybody made was TikTok by Kesha and California Girls by Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like how many producers made that mashup? Like, it was the most ingenious thing. I'm like, these songs were both produced by the same producer, written by the same songwriters. It's like, of course they're practically the same song. Do something interesting.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You have one that I play all the time.
Uh-oh, is this probably the most generic mashup I've ever made?
I often say that one thing now. What is that line of the song? I'm like, can't remember. I'm going to have to look it up. But I do like that. There's one that you have that I love.
Is it me, or is it A plus D, or is it one of our other producers? But yeah, I mean, sure. Every now and then there'll be a track that's so popular, or it's just so, you know, we'll post it. And I mean, we're shameless crowd pleasers. I will admit.
The song could be a little bit so-so. The mashup makes it so much better.
It makes it, and well, and sometimes a mashup, like, you know, for instance, the TikTok versus California Girls mashup I mentioned that, like, was made by a zillion people. The one thing about that was it did show, it's like, see, all pop music from the past 6 months does sound exactly the same. You know, so a lot of times mashups can make the connecting point between, showing how, you know, we're all just ripping each other off. Pop will eat itself, as they say.
Yeah. You know? I do often wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Don't you? I mean, I feel like P. Diddy all the time. You? You know. You don't?
Brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
I do like those lyrics, you know. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No. Little known fact, Kesha actually writes her own songs. I mean, unlike, say, a Britney Spears or many other pop artists who have ghostwriters. You know?
So what year would you say TikTok is going to come back?
Aren't we on a pretty much a 15-year cycle when it comes to retro? I mean, I think that's why Booty Mashup is also pretty popular, because we kind of hit that nostalgic sweet spot, but we're not really a retro party. We're not like an 80s party or a 90s party. Although we play a lot of 80s and 90s, but we obviously
saw like different eras.
Exactly, but then we make that connecting point, mashing it up with a song that came out 2 weeks ago, you know? And so, but I have noticed when we do retro theme nights, it's like we just did, a few years ago, we did our 2000s night, and we called it Too Soon with the zero, the zeros. The double zeros of the 2000s, and it was too soon, but
yeah.
I think we just did one in LA just last year with a warning of like, oh my God, I think we might still be too soon. Nope, we're right on schedule. It's been, what, 15 years, 16 years now?
The zeros are back.
Yep, that's, the aughts.
Also, Adrian, what's this Echo, Echoplex
is the name of the venue. Echoplex.
Plex.
Plex.
Echoplex.
Yes.
And what is that?
It's just the venue that we do Booty LA at.
And what is, in case we have our LA listeners or visitors.
Echoplex is in Echo Park.
What is it?
It's what is it?
Is it a venue? Or?
Oh, Echoplex is the venue. Yeah, and if you live in LA, you probably know that.
It's also the region that gets confused.
It's a weekly event?
Mostly Echoplex.
It's a weekly event?
Yeah, we are weekly in LA, and we're weekly in San Francisco.
What night?
Saturday nights.
Always Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. And San Francisco, time.
Party time.
Like 11 p.m.?
No, our parties always start at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Except in New York, which is too early.
When you're out in LA and San Francisco, go on Saturday.
Yeah, LA, we're at Echoplex, and San Francisco is really the mothership. I mean, that's where we started Booty, and it's, you know, it could be up to 2,000 people on a Saturday night, four different rooms.
San Francisco's crazy. It's got four dance floors.
Yeah, it's a pretty epic party.
And a show.
We usually do, we love integrating live things into, I mean, we do that in New York too, where we'll always like do some like live, you know, a live performance. I have a live mashup band, so you know, you can, you know, DJ mashups, you can also sing them live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so tell me, who the hell is Mysterious D?
Who the hell is Mysterious D?
Is she serious?
She's, well, the funny thing is I often think she's obvious, but that's because she's my, you know, business partner and DJ partner.
So how did you guys kind of together?
We started Booty, myself and the Mysterious D started Booty Mashup in 2003, mostly because when we were DJing, we'd be at clubs DJing mashups, and people would come up and, can you just play the normal song? And we'd be like, well, let's just start a party that is literally dedicated to only playing mashups, or bootlegs, as they were called back then.
But in the beginning, people still came up and they said, can you play the normal
song? Yeah, and I'm like, what party are you at? You're at a mashup club. I don't even know what a mashup is. Okay, well, this is what we're doing. You know, and so, and Booty, it's short for bootleg. Also, you can shake your booty and pirate booty, you know, because like we mentioned, all of these things are technically illegal. So the name Booty Mashup works on multiple levels there. But yeah, Mysterious C and I started the party back then. And she's one of our resident DJs, and it created the brand, and
so
is a force of nature.
Work together.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's probably the biggest almanac of mashups in the world. Her brain.
She's got a pretty encyclopedic mind. When it comes, I mean, a lot of us do, but I mean, between her, me, I mean, now DJ Serta is crazy.
It's
DJ Serta is from
Surda.
And he's from Barcelona, and he's like one of those people that's like a true believer. He stayed at my place when he's come and guest DJed, and I would play like the first 5 seconds of a mashup, and you remember the TV show Name That Tune? It was like Name That Mashup. He'd be like, you know, within 5 seconds, he'd know the producer, the track, what year it came out.
Right, so I
what actually, the DJ had for breakfast that morning.
I actually...
how did you actually meet up with Adrian and Booty Mashup? How did that come into your sphere of life?
Thank you,
like, I started posting online mashups. I have to be honest, when I heard the concept of booty, I thought it was just way too silly.
This is way too soon, too, right?
Also, no, way too soon.
Way too what?
Way too silly and way too soon.
I mean, there's a humorous aspect to that,
and,
which is what I like.
But I was more into for the challenge, just to make fun mashups. I didn't really imagine people would dance to it. It just seemed like weird. But so these guys came to New York, and they said, we want to do Booty New York, and you can just play all your mashups.
You're like,
and
what?
You did. And I'm like,
what? When was that about?
That I believe it was 2007.
Yeah, 2007 sounds about right. Yeah.
Man, there were people like around the block.
Yeah, maybe. For that happy ending party.
Yeah,
oh
that
my
place,
god. Yeah, that place was.
That place.
Yeah.
I could not get to the booth. It was so crowded.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. I'm like, wow, I should just keep doing this. So, and then I came to San Francisco, the mothership, and I saw that this is like serious.
Yeah, it's
like a
well, I gotta tell you, when Mysterious T and I started the party back in 2003, we said, this is either going to last 6 months or we're on to something here. And I think both of us knew that we were really on to something, but, you know, trends and fads come and go. And, you know, and for a while there was a big backlash against mashups. It was really hot and trendy, and it got blogged about, and there were, you know, articles and music press written about them. But, And then it was like, you know, 3 years later, our friends would be like, you're still doing that mashup party? But, you know, but like I said, eventually it, you know, it just became part of music culture. That same way everyone remixes tracks and, you know, it's DIY culture of anyone can do this.
And when I went to Europe for the first time,
yeah,
it was like Booty Paris,
yeah,
Booty Music, then I realized, wow, this thing is like global.
Because mm-hmm.
those guys in Paris were like, fanatics.
Oh yeah,
they knew more about my mashups than I did.
Well, and that's like what DJ Serta is. I mean,
right,
I
so
just
DJ
found
Serta.
Out he's going to school for information systems, like
right. So
like organizing information like a librarian, so it
so
makes sense.
I actually hired DJ Serta after they deleted my website to rebuild it, because apparently DJ Serta has more mashups organized than I do. Like, he has this thing cataloged, he knows exactly where when everything came out, he has stuff I don't even have. So he's gonna rebuild the website.
Good.
And I guess he has every mashup ever made.
Yeah, it seems like, I used to think there are hard drives.
So there's people that collect these things and are really,
well, I would say like any scene, there are you know, we definitely have the fanboys and fangirls and people who are mashup obsessives. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and the scene's pretty interesting. You get to know the producers, what the kind of stuff they do. Certain people have certain things that they do. Well, I'd say like Schmoly. Well, mm-hmm. Schmoly used to make metal mashups. I kind of miss that.
He
but
was
Schmoly's in Austria.
Austria.
And but now he does a lot of EDM stuff. But he's still known as like, he'll be the guy that throws in the rock vocal over EDM tracks. And like DJ Samars, they're the ones who will take. They're from Italy, and they'll take, you know, any
what
track.
Are they
DJs from Mars.
From Mars, oh yeah.
But they're from Italy.
Yeah. Well, I'm Italian, so vaffanculo.
Well, actually, but the thing is they love playing America because they play, like, a lot of their stuff is not very Euro-centric. It's a lot more American artists and mixed in with some European stuff. But they love doing vocals. And of course, you know, a lot of you know, European EDM is not very vocal centric, but
yeah,
they deal with, like, you know, so they love coming to America where we have a party where they can make an EDM track but with a really strong pop vocal on top, and, you know, the entire audience is singing along like it's, you know, nightclub karaoke, you know.
Yeah, well, I would say that isn't there a lot of German mashup artists basically?
There's quite
more.
A few. I mean, it kind of
gets,
you know, it's funny watching things go global. Different countries will kind of pick up the wave, and then there'll be like a whole bunch of new producers from France, a whole bunch of new producers from Germany, and then, you know, people move on, and, you know, some people stick around in the scene, and then others kind of like, you know, drop out. Who knows what they do? They moved on to, I don't know, minimal tech house or something. You know,
Lobster Dust.
Yes.
Is your only thing, would you say, doing DJing and mashups, or do you have other career aspirations?
Well, I just go with the flow. I've been doing this mashup thing like extremely intensely.
Can you earn a living from it, or?
Well, we at its peak, yeah, because there were a lot of gigs, international stuff.
You travel around, and do you actually produce
stuff.
Records too, or?
I mean, I've produced mashups. Like commercially, like legit mashups, where I gotten paid by
like
certain
what?
Companies. Oh, I've done soundtracks and commercials and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But
it's like
I mean, it goes in waves.
Yeah.
So it'll be like 1 year, it'll be like a lot of gigs, a lot of corporate gigs, a lot of commission work, and then people will sort of forget about it, and then it'll come back. So I've been doing this for 10 years.
And you love it.
And I still love it, but you know, I also do other stuff.
Like what?
Well, I work in post-production, so...
Video.
I do video, I do editing. I always manage to somehow convince people to put mashups in projects. It's always been my thing, so there's been a lot of that.
And also, I want to tell the listeners that if they're interested in submitting a mashup, they can, right?
If you go to bootymashup.com, we post stuff regularly. One of our most popular features on the site is our top 10. We also do a Best of Booty annual compilation
and, like,
every year.
Do you get like new people sometimes?
Oh yeah, I love, one of my favorite things is discovering new talent. It's like, who's this random person out of the blue who posted stuff or sent stuff? And you know, and it just proves that there's always, you know, like any music scene, there's always new people discovering it, coming into it. As you know, some producers leave the scene or move on.
Yeah.
Others come in to take their place, and it's always exciting to see what everyone's take on things are.
Also, Adrian loves your dust. Bless you, bitch. That's Dirty Farms, by the way. Also, would you say that there's certain things that should not be mashed up that don't work very well? Like, what's the cautionary? Like, what should not people do?
Songs that are not in the same key should not be mashed up together.
Like,
I mean, just like any rant. I mean, one of the rookie mistakes of, and God, hip hop DJs are the worst. Because a lot of them understand beats, but they don't understand. Hold on, let me explain.
Yeah, but what do you think about DJ Diplo and Girl Talk and all that shit?
They're very good at what they do,
and they
understand.
Isn't that egg? What was it called? Egg. Easter egg.
Easter egg. What's that?
I found them on last episode.
Oh.
But so you think that they're okay?
I don't know Easter egg.
No, Diplo.
Girl Talk is a little bit more. I mean, he specializes in a mega mix. Like, his thing is putting together a 60-minute mix. So it's not really, he's not really making a song. He's not into songcraft. Like his art is literally this giant mix. You can't say, I love that one girl song. I love that one Girl Talk track.
Because
he doesn't have
one.
It's a little bit different than what we do.
Because
what we're doing is really trying to craft a brand new song. Whereas it's not like just this, you know, epic long mix.
Are there other artists in that genre?
Not a lot. I mean, certainly there were a zillion Girl Talk wannabes when Girl Talk became popular. Everyone started just coming out with these mega mashup mixes. But he kind of like owned it. You know, that was like, you know.
He really is the best of what he does.
And, you know, and that's sort of like anything that sounds like that, you're just going to sound like a Girl Talk biter. But what we do is we really showcase, like, what we champion is the art of the song.
So Earworm would be
an excellent
like
example.
Earworm?
DJ Earworm.
Oh, yeah, because
what he does is he does what Girl Talk does, but in the format of a 4-minute pop song. So he'll take 25 sources, and what DJ Earworm's most known for is every year he does a track called The United State of Pop, which takes the 25 biggest songs of the year, and he figures out a way to craft a new song, making a brand new chorus, and like taking, like, you know, summing up the year in pop music, not over 60 minutes like Girl Talk, but literally within a 4-minute pop song.
But did I ask you this question? What do you think is the best app or technique to do mashups.
I love Ableton Live.
Me too.
Yeah.
Ableton anybody. Live. Are there other ones
that
you think might be good for people to learn?
What do people use?
Yeah, God, do people still use Sony Acid?
People used to.
What?
I said acid, and you perked right up.
In the beginning, there was a
software made by Sony,
which is really simple to use.
Acid.
But so, which ones would you say are okay for like doing mashups?
Well, Ableton is just
perfect. Ableton Live to me.
It was almost like it's very complicated.
What about people that are dumb? Or that are not quite as experienced, is there any simple ones that you think might be okay?
Well, Sony Acid was a very simple one.
But what about now?
It's still around.
You can still do it.
Can you do time stretching in like GarageBand?
GarageBand. Yeah.
The new version.
Yeah.
What was that mashup thing? Not that. What was that tech app that you had me do when I DJed that time?
Virtual DJ.
Yeah, but that's more of a DJ tool instead of a production tool.
Well, here's the thing,
yeah.
Like, because I've met so many DJ mashup producers, and I always ask them how they make it. Every single person has a different way of making mashups. Like, there's no one way of doing it.
Now listen, would you ever think of just playing a song like by itself?
Oh my God! Okay, it's really funny. I get asked often by other promoters and club people. It's like, hey, do you want a DJ? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, it'll give you an opportunity to not play mashups. And I'm like, what makes you think I want to not play mashups? Like, I'm so bored with what I do. No. Let me play your goth industrial club, and I'll only play goth industrial mashups. Let me play your 80s club, and I'll only
play
80s.
Do you ever play, like, just individual songs?
Nah, there's plenty of people doing that. And
have you ever in your whole life?
I mean, we do bootleg remixes, which is an
what
individual
about,
song.
True, that's
what about
true.
The songs in the band that you play? Did you ever do your own?
oftentimes... that's a very symbiotic relationship, my band, Smash Up Derby, because we do live mashups. I have made DJ versions of the live mashups we've played. We also do live versions of other DJs' mashups. I don't know. I mean, anyone can play an original song. It's super easy. You download it off iTunes and you hit play. There's no artistry in that, and there's no... Like, I have to dig around to find these...
That's kind of the premise of Booty. You're gonna hear stuff you're not gonna hear anywhere.
Yeah. Would you also say that there's some artists that just suck so bad and there's no way you can include them?
No, I wouldn't say that. No. Pretty much every horrible artist has been mashed up successfully. I would say, that's part of the joy of mashups. I mean, I'm sure there are some producers who would be like, oh, I'll never touch that. I'm never gonna mash that up. But no, I think most mashup producers are just, and real mashup fans like yourself, love all kinds of music, you know, and that's why you love mashup cultures, because you're not just into rock, you're not just into EDM, you're not just into hip-hop, you like everything.
I love it with Beethoven and Mozart in the mix, too.
Yeah.
Just for a change.
You know, that is the joy of mashup culture. It's like you just simply love music in all its forms.
Yes,
I mean,
music.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of reggae. Like, reggae, I'm just like, that's just not my speed.
But there have been,
I did an entire hour-long reggae mashup set. Because suddenly when it's reggae music, but it's like the vocals of The Cure, and it's the vocals of, like, you know, Lady Gaga, and it's the vocal, you know, all these other artists. Like
Bob Marley's
singing.
Son, I really loved him.
Ziggy Marley.
Yeah, Ziggy. Yeah.
We got some Ziggy Marley
Cooley
mashups.
Baby.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say we're going to shut the fuck up now because, you know, we want to play some friggin' music.
Play some fucking mashups.
But anyway, I loved having you kids here. Adrian Roberts, Lobster Dust. I mean, there is Dirty Farm sitting there in the corner on his phone.
Shout out to...
I'm Jerry Visco on Radio Free Brooklyn on Visco Disco, the stupid show. And we ain't stupid. We're brilliant. And mashups are fabulous. So I want all of you shitheads that are listening, because you are stupid, some of you, not all of you, go to bootymashup.com and download some music. Unless you want to go out and buy crap, you know, it's up to you. But if you like free shit, go to bootymashup.com. And you can listen to it, but you can download it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Hello. And also, go to Facebook and like their page. And go to their friggin' parties, which are all over the friggin' world. So, all of you all over the place, go to those parties. You will enjoy it, because it's a very diverse crowd. And everybody's in a good mood. And it's like gay, straight, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
It says that the crowd is as mashed up as the music.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Lobster, has any last words for us?
Come to Booty, New York.
Come to what?
Booty, New York.
Booty, New York.
Yeah, but when's the next one?
Well, next one? Oh, God, we never know. We never know. It's a surprise.
We just have that one, but yes. Probably, what, you have them in New York maybe, what, how many times a year?
Yeah, usually about 3 or 4 times a year is what we shoot for. So,
yeah.
Yep.
And so,
so
the
we'll
last one that we just have was at Le Poisson Rouge.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have it at, what's it called, in Brooklyn, that one?
Brooklyn, well, we were at Public Assembly, which
Public
doesn't
assembly,
exist
yeah.
anymore. And
it doesn't
you
exist
know,
anymore?
Oh, you know how New York is.
It doesn't exist?
No.
Public
those
Assembly.
Those bastards.
Yeah, I know, right?
But, you know, you have it at various locales, but
yep.
The Poisson Rouge is great. And,
yep.
Yeah.
And you can see Jerry dance.
Oh, yeah. You can see me shake my fucking booty, and I will. All right, kids.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you
show.
So much. Love Booty Mashup, and love Mashups, and love Lobster Dust.
Woo!
Have a great one. Okay, listeners. Get off your fat fucking booty and listen. Bye. Mashup by A Plus and it's called I Just Called to Say You Are a Rude Little Pig. And guess who? It's Alec Baldwin versus Stevie Wonder. I'd love to see those two together.
How much I care.